Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, what do you think, seriously, of the way Porzingis... It seemed to me Geltzeiler was telling us that he went to the front office and basically told his bosses, get me out of here because I think you suck. Because he literally told them, I don't like what you're doing. I don't like where you're headed. We don't win. There's a bad culture here. And I'm not going to sign here. I'm going to be an unrestricted free agent in 1 year. So whether you like it or not, it's either let me go now restricted or let me go unrestricted because I'm going to leave either way. So what they did was, in less than an hour, they traded his ass.
Well, look, here's the problem with the NBA right now. And today you saw a big reason for it. What has Porzingis done in this league to be able to run around and dictate terms?
And
what
Garner,
has that dude done in his career?
Nothing.
Nothing. He's been in the league for 3 years. He's barely played half the games that he's supposed to play in.
Right.
He's been injured half the time. And he can run around and say, I want to play here. What is... That guy's done nothing in the league.
Do you know why he's always injured?
Well, you've said this 1,000 times. Because of how tall he is and how lean he is.
Because he's a toothpick. He's got no muscle.
It's too much on his legs and on his knees.
He's
and
just an absolute minute right. ball.
So that's going to be a problem for him. It's been a problem already while he's young.
I think he can shoot, and I think he can block shots.
I'm not saying he's a bad player. I'm saying he's done jack squat in the league to be able to run around and dictate where he's going to play. It's just, he has.
So what do you think of his chances with, so he went to Real Madrid to rehab his knee in the summer
yes.
to their facilities in Europe. And he, you know, he loves Doncic. They're like peas in a pod. Yeah. And your boy Dirk Nowitzki, he loves him too. And guess what? Here's what I think is going to happen. When Dirk Nowitzki retires, he's going to work in the front office of the Mavs. I believe that he's going to do that. And then I think that he's gonna be the reason Porzingis re-signs with the Mavericks and stays with Carlisle and Donnie Nelson. Now listen, Carlisle has been around forever. Back in the day, he was an assistant for Bill Fitch in the Nets in New York. And he has learned, like, the game from some of the best. And I think he's, like, a really solid NBA pure coach, flat-out coach. And I think that he can do a lot more with Porzingis, I'll be honest with you, then these hyped, overpaid, over-mediated coaches that they have in New York. Fizdale, he loves hearing himself talk more than I do. I mean, honestly, this guy never turns down a microphone. He talks all day long, and he never wins. And I understand why he never wins, because he's got no talent. They don't even have a team. They are literally throwing games every night of the week. But do you believe Porzingis will stay in Dallas, cut a deal with Dirk and Donnie Nelson, and play for Carlisle and win a championship with Doncic? Because I think if he can stay healthy and he plays with Doncic, I believe that team in 5 years will win an NBA championship.
They're going to need another piece, but it's absolutely possible that they can. For the Knicks, we know what this is all about. Now it's down to this. Lose as many games as you can possibly lose for the rest of the season. Hope that you get the number one pick in the draft, which they'll have a good chance of getting. Get Zion Williamson, and then you have all the cap space to go and actually believe that you're going to get Kevin Durant. You have to get, here's the thing, you got to get some combination, two out of these four. Durant, Kawhi, Kyrie, and Jimmy Butler. Now, me and you talked about this, you don't want Jimmy Butler. So they need two out of those other three.
He's a cancer everywhere he goes.
Will they sign two of those three guys this summer?
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.